From Valley Public Radio, you're listening to Valley Edition. I'm Laura Satsui, sitting in for host Kathleen Schock. Today on our show, a man incarcerated at Avenal State Prison talks about what it's like living behind bars during a pandemic. And documentary filmmakers show us inside the Mesa Verde Detention Center. But first, we're going to take you to a produce buyback event for small farmers put on by the Asian Business Institute and Resource Center in Fresno. It's called a buyback because the institute purchases some of the fruits and vegetables growers aren't able to sell due to markets being disrupted by COVID-19 and gives the produce back to communities facing food insecurity. FM89's news director Alice Daniel has this story.
Outside the Fellowship Missionary Baptist Church on Belmont Avenue in downtown Fresno, volunteers unload boxes of ribbed cinqua, a long green Southeast Asian vegetable, from a pickup truck.
All right, they're all good to go.
They're all good to go.
All of it?
About 35 micro-farmers signed up for today's buyback, including Warren Derbeedy. He brought 15 boxes of crops he can't sell otherwise.
Today I bring some chili abrol, some dry chilies, and some mustard, and some eggplants.
He used to be a truck driver, but he says there were too many rules and regulations. So a couple years ago, he started farming on about 8.5 acres. It's something he learned growing up in India. It was a good decision, he says, but he never expected a pandemic.
You know, it's really hard these days because before we used to sell vegetables in the market, in the stores, and in the temples.
Temples and some farm markets are closed, he says, and even grocery stores are buying less. Farmer Antonio Olmo says he's seeing the same thing and estimates he's lost about 30% of his crops in the last few months.
Buyers are not buying grocery stores, restaurants are not buying as much, so a lot of it is sitting in the packing sheds and it's going bad in the sheds. And therefore, we at the end of the day, we end up losing.
Losing because packing houses are backed up and aren't buying as much of his produce. So Olmos hauled 76 boxes of butternut squash here.
And that's probably maybe 2% of what I have out there that I got nowhere to take it.
He says he's not even picking some of his crops because the market is so bad. And that means some are left to rot. But today was a win. He was paid about $1,200 for his squash.
It is a big help, especially when there's products that are perfectly good, they're tasteful, but stuff like that we have to throw away.
The need is huge, especially because they're not receiving funds from anyplace else, and some of the other funding that's been released still targets industrial-sized farming.
That's Carmen Mendoza. She's the deputy director of the Asian Business Institute and Resource Center, and she's running the buyback. Funding was provided from the CARES Act through the city of Fresno, and help has materialized in other ways.
Well, today we are super blessed. Normally we have about 40 to 60 volunteers for the entire day. I think we're topping at about 90 today.
Volunteers to unload those boxes farmers bring in, but also to pack about 2,000 grocery bags of produce to help feed the community. Churches, food pantries, and other groups like Lao Veterans and the Fresno American Indian Health Project will pick up the bags later in the day and distribute them.
It's a lot of fun, a lot of great work that we're doing.
Santiago Rodriguez is Mendoza's son. He studies computer science at Harvey Mudd College. But today, his volunteer role is efficiency manager. As he walks into a large room with open doors, he yells out,
"All right, guys, make sure to keep up your social distancing, all right?"
Boxes of vegetables are piled high on the floor in two rows.
Right now we have two lines. One is mainstream crops and one is Southeast Asian crops.
15-year-old Autumn Chang says she's here because it's a good use of her time.
I just want to help out the community since we're in quarantine and we have nothing to do.
She grabs a plastic bag and heads down the mainstream crop line.
I'm just getting some... what is this called?
Volunteer Emily Harrington hands her some very large beets, almost the size of cantaloupes. Harrington is in high school and says she's happy to be helping out, even if the room is, not surprisingly on this Fresno summer day, hot.
It's better to
be uncomfortable and help others and be comfortable and have others struggling out there.
Blong Zhang, the executive director of the Institute, takes apart boxes that have been emptied and sets them outside. He points to a table showcasing some of the crops that have been brought in. Summer squash, cherry tomatoes, moringa leaves, dinosaur gourds, long beans, and bitter melon.
As you can see, all the different crops that are coming through, if we weren't doing this, it's probably going to go to waste.
Instead, he says, small farmers are getting a break during the pandemic and providing fresh, free food to people in need. For Valley Public Radio, I'm Alice Daniel.